This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair and President Bush yesterday defended the decision to go to war to overthrow Saddam Hussein. They also answered critics who question aspects of the case the two made for military action. Blair was in Washington for a 7-hour stopover on his way to a 7-day tour in the Far East. He addressed the U.S. Congress, met with President Bush. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne is the first of two reports.
The president and the prime minister, who faced the cameras together at the White House yesterday, have each been facing pointed questions about things they said to justify invading Iraq. The invasion went well, but the mission is now in a difficult post-war period. Casualties continue to mount, and weapons of mass destruction have yet to be found. So even the details of the case for war are now under new scrutiny. But in their opening remarks at the White House yesterday, each clearly wanted to refocus on the big picture, putting the war in Iraq in the context of the larger war on terror.
On September the 11th, 2001, America, Britain, and all free nations saw how the ideologies of hatred and terror in a distant part of the world could bring violence and grief to our own citizens. We resolved to fight these threats actively, wherever they gather.
I am honored once again to be here in the White House with you, Mr. President. As I said earlier, we are allies and we are friends. And I believe that the work that we are embarked upon is difficult, but is essential. And so far as we are concerned, we shall hold to it right the way through.
But once the questioning began, reporters focused on the nagging controversies. For President Bush, it's that 16-word sentence in his State of the Union address, where, citing British intelligence, he stated that Iraq recently tried to buy significant quantities of uranium from Africa. At the time, he was driving home the nuclear threat posed by Iraq. But the White House has since said that line should not have been in the speech. It was based on discredited documents. And CIA Director George Tenet has now taken the blame, saying he should have had it removed from the text. But the president has also distanced himself from any responsibility for the line itself, saying intelligence agencies cleared the speech. Mr. Bush was asked yesterday if he would take personal responsibility for words he said to the American people. He avoided the question, just as his press secretary had earlier in the day, and offered this instead.
I take responsibility for putting our troops into action. And I made that decision because Saddam Hussein was a threat to our security and a threat to the security of other nations. I take responsibility for making the decision, the tough decision, to put together a coalition to remove Saddam Hussein.
Prime Minister Blair, meanwhile, felt compelled to defend British intelligence, saying he still stands by the report that Iraq was trying to acquire uranium from Africa.
And one interesting fact I think people don't generally know, in case people should think that the whole idea of a link between Iraq and Niger was some invention. In the 1980s, we know for sure that Iraq purchased around about 270 tons of uranium from Niger. So I think we should just factor that into our thinking that.
Both men predicted that the still missing weapons of mass destruction will be found in time. They also exchanged letters pledging to improve methods of intelligence sharing between the two nations. There is one issue of contention between the U.S. and Britain in the prosecution of the war on terror. That involves a pair of British citizens captured in Afghanistan and being held at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba as unlawful combatants for fighting alongside the Taliban. They face military tribunals. Blair wants them turned over to British custody. President Bush promised yesterday he and Blair would discuss it.
The only thing I know for certain is that these are bad people, and we look forward to working closely with the Blair government to deal with the issue.
This morning, Blair's spokesman said the U.S. has agreed to suspend military court proceedings against those British detainees, pending discussions with British legal officials. Those talks will take place next week. It's an indication that President Bush is concerned about how the case is playing politically back home for Blair. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.